is Kol Da Michitzes B'Chol Dava. That once this pain was brought into the Mizbeach, now it has a regular lock like Kotshi Mizbeach. Rashi says Kol Da Michitzes means Shalazara B'Chol Dava that the Kemosh Shuk Tushuna Metchil Lak Riva L'Mizbeach. And therefore the Tunit Sofin B'Chol Dvor Matun B'Kotshi Mizbeach. All the deal of Kotshim is Beich, you have here also has to be done to avoid this. But Sofin has absolutely on it now. Yeah. It has, it's called Kotshim Chitz Nechol Dover. That's the Locha. Now on this, boy Reb Lozer, asked the Shiloh, what's going to be Olu Marsha Yerdu? He asked the Shiloh, in this case, where you amakbished this payment first for Bamas Yochin, and now you brought it inside to the Bamas Sibur, and instead of making the Shrito, by the Tzofen, you made the shrit on the Skorban Elam on the Dorum side. So in such a case here, Ula has a local, now by the Yevri, if you take this meat, the Emun, and put it all by the Ola, you put all the meat on the Mizbeach, what's it is in Ola Ola Yerdu? So Mora says now, Midi Kamibori Lei, Lechodo, since he asked the question in this case, Mechlad Yidach Pshitalei, Mashman in the other case, in the case where you are not marked the Shidlachir for Bamas Yachid, but rather, right away you mark the shit for the Mizbeach, then you will not have the suffix. Then Pshitla will be Poshetim, Oikarab Yosef. Then it will be Poshet to Rab Lezem, that either there for sure would be Yerdu, or also for sure would be La Yerdu. And since Rab Lezem had asked the question only over here, Mashmoni in this case, there's a little callus over here, that since Mitzchilo you will mark the shit for Bamas Yochid, and there it would have no Psul Dorim, so now when you bring it inside to the Mizbeach, or the Mizbeach HaTzibar, so true, it needs Tzofa now. So here I've left the clear of the Shav, let's say Medishit to the Dorim, what's going to be the Locha? Would it be Olu, La Yerdu or not? So as Mar says, since the only class that here, Marshmallow, but a regular Korbin, when you Mizbeach it for straight away for the Mizbeach, then it would be either one way or the other way. So Mar says, no, it could be not the Pshat, it could be Chodo, Migu, Chodo, Kumibayle. Could be Rav Leza meant to ask the same suffix as Rabbi Rav Yosef has, and he also has the suffix in this case also. And it's like this, it could be like this. And he thinks he clears like this. And can maybe until now, Leika Marab Hossam. When did Rabbi say, like in the cases of an Al Mishnah, where you mark the Shubayimah for the regular, let's say, for the regular in the Beis Hamikdash? And you did his Ola to be done, did soften. So there we say, if you made the Shrit to Bedorim, there Rabbi says, what the din is, Imolu Yerdu, that if you bring it on the Mizbeach, still the din is Yerdu, since it's such a psul, that the Shrit to Bedorim, that Tzilus Aveda, was done the psul. It has no Kedushas Akrav at all. Maybe that's only because Mechitza Kitikuna. That's because since you have the Beis Midish, when you have the real Mishkan, there was a psul, you can't do it any place else, there's no Heter HaBomis then, that's what that could be done inside, and right away it's Chav HaDin on this Kedusha, the Korban, that it has to be Shchit to be done in Sofen. Therefore, Pasla Shaloi Kitikuna. Maybe only over there Rabbi says, that since you made the Shchita, the psul, the Dorim, that passes the Korban completely, that if it's Olu, it's Yerdu, you have to bring it down from the Mizbeach. But that's only because the Chilu you were not Kedusha was such a strong Kedusha that a Davka had a Nibru of Kitikunai. But Reb Lezer was about to say maybe Shiloh Kitikuna means when you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, when you have Bizman Heter HaBomis, and you were not the Shidla Chilu to bring it on the Bomis Yochin, maybe then even though you change your mind and bring it now into the Bomis Sibar, maybe they Poslam. Maybe the even rabbi would agree to say now Imolu the din would be Lo Yerdu. This is one way. I do more of Lezer's class? No. I do maybe no. Maybe it's like this. That I feel the Rabbi Yosef, even according to Rabbi Yosef, that he says now Mishnah, the Yomim also Lo Terid, then the case where you Makdish to Behemel the Chachil to be brought in the Beis Migdish, where the din of the Korban other is Kaveya right away, it has to be the Shechita Don Bitsofen, and the Kabbalah Bitsofen. And there, if you do the Shechita Bidorim, still Rabbi Yosef says the din is the most solitarid, the Maisa since the Shechita was done on it, so it still has this much Kedusha, that Bidyevet, if it's on the Mizbeach is loitarid, but maybe that's only by Mechitza Kitikunai, is Kolta. Then since the Maisa, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, when you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, since there's so much Kedusha there, it's Kolta, as if to say, once this Korban comes in, it's always going to be Imolu Lo Yerdu. since the Gara Kedusha is so strong at the beginning, so therefore, even though you do psulim to it later, still the din would be leteret. But maybe, shaloi kitikunai, here lechatchila when you were makdish it, it was Uzman HaBomis, and you were makdish it for Hefta to bring it by Bomis Yochid, so maybe, lekotum. Maybe never received such a big dusha to say on it that no matter what happens to it, it'll always be Yamonu Lo Yerdu. Maybe here, no, we would say Lo Koltu, in the case of it soon happens, now you bring it inside to the Mizbeach Hatzibur, and now you make the Shrit of Bedorim, maybe even according to Rabbi Yosef, here would be Yerdu. See if that's where Rabbi Elazar declared the Shal over here. There could be Rabbi Elazar really has the same suffix over there, just declared the Shal also over here. So Teiko, that's a good Teiko, exactly what does Reb Lezer hold? Whatever you want, but I call upon, we came out to one before, exactly, we have a tiyufta on Reb Lezer, on Rabbah, and the pshat really is like Reb Yosef, that we always hold on these psulim, psul b'kodesh, it didn't always is, him all would be, lo yerdu. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yudel Omar Rav, that Rav Yudel Omar Rav says, Zrikas Pigul, in the case where you make a zrika on a regular korban, we know by a korban there are four avoidists, there's the shlita, there's the kabbalah, the loch, and the zrika. So let's say b'shah zrika you have a machshavas pigul. I mean, you have a machshava right now, that b'shah zrika, so the korban you have a mind to eat the meat the wrong day, or you have a mind to burn it, to burn the imurim the wrong time. So loch is the tchala nisa pigul in the korban. If so, he says, ishno einu moitzi midei mila, let's say it was a korban chattis, that usually the locher is, when you make a zrik, you make the kosher avoidus in the korban chattis, that's matter the boss of bachila, that now the kohanim are allowed to eat from the korban chattis. So since the kohanim have had the bachila, pshita the yisemila goes off. But that's only if the zrika was a kosher zrika, that made a heter achila. But here, since with the zrika you were kavei and this a pigul in the korban, that the korban remains also bachila, so the pshat is, since it has kedusha, there's no heter achilam, it still has the yisamila on it. That's called einu meitzer, does not take away midei mila. Hu adin, this is b'kotshe kedushim. And hu adin v'einu meivu lidei mila b'kotshe kalim. B'kotshim kalim, let's say by shlomim, by toiz, it's just the opposite. B'kotshim kalim, we say the equal of the korban is omid l'achila, because both the owner can eat from it, and the kohen can eat from it. So really, there's no yisamila on a kotche kalim, until after you do the dalar avoidus and you make the zrika. Now when you make the zrika, that's kaveya now that the emurim that has a mitzvah to be burnt on the mizbeach, on that it's chal nisamila, that's called kotche Hashem. On the bosa that's eaten either by the kanim or by the bailim, that remains with the head, there's no nisamila. Just after you make the zrika on the kotche kalim, that's kaveya now the emurim, the fast that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, that has a nisamila. But only because why there's a mitzvah to burn it. But over here that you convey in this a pigul in the korban, so there's no mitzvah to burn it, so Nechnami does not give an isamila on the emurim. That's what Rabbi Gidla Morav said. On this Yosef Abai, Abai was sitting down, Ukom Alolo Ashmat, he's saying over this Alocha. He's saying it over. And Eisver Rapopal Abai, so Rapopal heard Abai say over this Alocha, and therefore Rapopal asked the question to Abai. It says, HaShoichet Esa Toida. If somebody shechs a korban toida, lefnim, that the shechita was done inside the azar, so it's a kosher shechita. But for lachem chutz lachayma, the lechem was outside the wall. And the lechem, we know usually when you shech the korban toida, that's mekadesh to 40 lechems that's brought with the korban toida. So usually the lechems have to be inside the azara, next to the korban atayda. Here, b'shasher made a shkita on the atayda, the lechem was chutzachem outside the wall. So really in the Gemara Menachos, it's a machlekes over there, between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. As Reish Lakish says, it means chutzachem is azara. That's very good, that the lechem is outside the azara, outside the Beis HaMikdash, so the shkita is not mekadesh the lechem. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, chutzachem even means outside the Chaymas Yerushalayim. Meaning to say, if the lechem would have been inside the Chaymas Yerushalayim, even though it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, still the shchit would be mekadeshit. But I call upon him, if the lechem is outside the place where it's supposed to be, then b'shash yishef to the Torah, it's not mekadesh the lechem. Le'kiddush es a lechem. What's going to be shocht, in another case, you shech the korban toida. Achela Kormo Poner Batano, before the lechems like were ready, before they were finished baking in the oven. They were not ground on top yet. Fiafilu Korma Kulom Chutz Miyachas, and even if, let's say, 39 lechems were already baked fully, just one was not ground on top, so it's not called you have 40 lechems ready yet for the Kiddush, it's like Kiddush HaLechem. Halacha is the lechem is not Kaddish, so you have your Shchitas on the Korban Torah, you have a Korban Torah, but you have your Yotzi HaLechem, Nechnami, you'll have to bring lechem separately, the Shalai even Kaddish the lechem, but you're not Yotzi with this lechem right now. Now what's going to be Shochato Chutz L'Zmano? Let's say you shechted the Korban Torah and you had in mind teach from it the wrong time, or else Chutz L'Mkoyim, you had in mind teach from it the wrong place. So then the law read Kiddush HaLechem, that L'maisa still the lechem is Kaddish since you made a Shechita and the lechem was there in the Beis Hamikdash in the Azara, so L'maisa you mekadosh the lechem. Alma, what do we see here? That Pigu Maisel Day Mila. And that's what you say in Mekadosh the Lechem here, it does not mean the Chura that you Mekadosh the Lechem Sakrova. Havada, the Lechems here will be puzzled. The Maisa Kedushia just means you give the Kedushia Sakrova on them, and since it has a Nissa Pigal on it, you won't be able to eat them, and there'll be a Nissa Mila. So you see from here that a Shchitas of Pigal could make a Nissa Mila. So how could the Gidloma Rav say that the Zerika of Pigal is not Kaveya Mila? Not on the Kachem Kalim, and not on the Kachem Kalim, why not? Here it's Mashma that a Shchita, even though the Shchita makes Pigol, still it's Maisa they Mila could make a Kedusha on the Lechem to say that Lechem would have an Issa Mila now. Sishtik, so Rabbani kept quiet. Kiyos lekaim with Rabbah, the Kenneth from Rabbah, Omelay, Tintanak Ladif, the Zerika, there could be a Zechilik between Zerika, Zerika is different. When did the Gidla Marav say, he only said what? If you make a Zerika with a Machsheves Pigol, since Peshah Zerika, that's when it's Chal, the Psul Pigol in the Korban, so if the Psul Pigol is Chal upon the Korban now, you can't give it an Issa Mila. So the Kachem Kalim, you don't have an Issa Mila to be Chal now Peshah Zerika on the Imurim. Since right now Peshah Zerika is when the Psul Pigol is being Chal on the Korban. But over here we're talking about Shchita, Peshah Sheshechted the Toid, even though you had a Machsheves of Pigol, but the mice of the yeast of Pigal is not Chal until you bring all Dalar Avaidis, until you make the Zerika. So right now the yeast of Pigal is not Chal in the Korban Toid, in the Lechem. And therefore it could be Mekadosh the Lechem. Therefore it's not a Stira to have Gidl. B'shah Zerika, that's the Ikab Sul Pigal is Chal, you cannot Shafen the Samila with that Zerika. But over here the Shechita, the beginning of the Avaidis of Pigal, that could make a Kedusha to make it into a Mila. Now the word says, Kiyos Lekayim, with the Rabbah, in front of Rabbah, Omelay said back to him, Yes, he is, Kiyos Lekayim, with the Rabbah, Omelay, Bezrika. Omelay, Ravashi, Lerava. So Ravashi said back to Rava, I've Omelay, Ula, says like this, that Koymates Pigol, to make a Kemitza in a Mincha, a Kemitza is like a Shchita by a Korvin. Kemitza is the beginning of the first Avodah, you take a handful out of the Mincha. So you make the Kemitza with a Machsheves Pigol, and after you made the Machsheves Pigol, it says, Shaholu Lagabi Mizbeach, now you put that Kemitza on top of the Mizbeach, so Lachar is Poka Pigul Vimenum. Lachar is once it's Moshe Bemar, once the ore starts to burn, the Kemitza, so Maisa then the Yisra Pigol is Poka, goes off that Kemitza. No, I might have Kemitza, and let's say later that the Kemitza falls off the Mizbeach, even like a tchili, you would be allowed to put it back again on the Mizbeach. Because once the Eish was mushed or started to burn, this Kemitza, it's Poka, the Easter Pigol goes off it. Now the Gemara says, a Kemitza, Hainu Shchita. A Kemitza by a Mincha is like a Shchita by a Korban. And still we're saying over here right now that the Kemitza is Kaveh the Pigol. So who the Kasher is here, you see it's called the Yisra Pigal is Chal upon this Kemitza as soon as you make the Kemitza. So what are you answering before? That only by Zerika, that's when the Psul Pigal is being Kaveh in the Korban. But Vishah Shchit, it's not called Chal Nisra Pigal on the Korban. Here it's Mashmano, even Vishah Shchit, Vishah Shchit doing the Kemitza, that's the first Avodah, Keneged Shchitam, Mashmano is Chal the Yisra Pigal in the Korban, in the Mincha. And so there shouldn't be any chilik between Zerika and Shchita. Both of them, as soon as you do the first Avodah with the Machshavas Pigul, it's Chal Pigul right away in the carbon, even Mishas Shchita. Just like here, Mishas Kemitza is called, it's Chal Pigul on the Kemitza. In order to stand so strong, if you put it up on the Mizbeach, it's Paka Pigulain. Mashmada, before you put it up, it happened this a Pigul. Even though you only did the Kemitza. You see the Chur of Vishav Kemitza, it's already Chal, the Psul Pigul in the carbon. So there shouldn't be any difference between Shchita and Ezrika. Gemara says no. The Gemara in says, Omalei Isura de Maisla de Pigul. Does not really mean that with the Kemitz alone it's not a Chal Pigul. No, it could be Pigul really is not Chal until you do all Dalar Avedis. That it says B'shas Kemitza, this Pigul, it just means this is an Avoida, you did the Kemitza with a Machshavas Pigul, that's an Avoida that eventually will bring an Issa Pigul into the Mincha. But not yet, and the time of the Issa Pigul, the Maisa would only be Chal after you finish the Dalit Avoidas. Rashi says, it doesn't say here that the Kemitza Lechud have a Pigul, and the Maisa claims Pigul is Sura. The master of the pigul, she is chul of the kmitza. Just started the pigul with the kmitza. Then it's chul of pigul. I will have a pigul gomer at the mafagel. Now maybe aktara. For only later b'shas aktara, that's when it would be chal the isa pigul. So what did mashkiter also? That's called the chul of isa pigul, but it's not called pigul gomer until you have the pigul b'shas all the dalar avodas.